Middle of April, another Thursday, so that means another Sound Advice with Doug Leonard. And Doug, in the business that I am in, I wear my headphones all the time. I'm always trying to be upbeat, but there are times when I leave here and I go home and I will legit sit in my car and just sit there and just be like, ugh,
just
wash off the day.
Chill a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about listening fatigue today on Sound Advice. And it sounds weird. I mean, how can you have fatigue from just listening to things? But the example you were giving, or, you know, as we were talking about off the air, you know, my job is not physically strenuous. I am not lifting heavy weights. I am not out in the sun. I'm inside all day long in the air conditioning or the heat in the wintertime. It's physically not taxing, but it's mentally taxing, you know, and a lot of folks have jobs like that. I'm working with the public. I'm having people come in to see me. Sometimes they're upset about something. Maybe they have hearing loss and they don't like it. Maybe they have hearing aids and it's not working for some reason. So you're trying to solve problems and fix problems all day long. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm running behind a little bit because I'm Gabby, you know, and so next thing you know, I'm 10 minutes behind for the next patient. So there's a level of stress that you have, and people can cope with stress in different ways. But a lot of times I would get home at the end of the day and it's like, man, I just want to chill. I don't want to visit with my family. I don't want to interact with anybody. I just want to maybe sit in front of the TV for 30 minutes and just chill.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a fatigue thing as well. Again, mm-hmm. not physical fatigue, but mental fatigue.
Right.
And so folks with untreated hearing loss suffer from the same thing, or even treated hearing loss, I should say. When you have a hearing problem and you're around other people, especially challenging listening environments, it makes you work extra hard. And there's actually been studies done that show that people with hearing loss would benefit almost, you know, from that afternoon siesta that they talk about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, halfway through the day or, you know, middle of the afternoon, they've had to work so hard, mentally work so hard to just do normal communication that you and I take for granted.
Right.
You know, when you have hearing problems, you know, and especially in a difficult environment, or maybe somebody's talking to you from across the office, you know, sort of long ways away, or maybe they're talking to you and you can't see what they're saying. You know, you're struggling to understand, and it just makes your mental fatigue grow.
And even with the technology that we have with hearing aids and hearing devices, that doesn't necessarily mean that exhaustion goes away.
No, I mean, hearing impaired people have to work harder. It would be the same thing. You know, what if you have a mobility issue and, you know, maybe you rely on a walker or a wheelchair or a crutch or a cane, you know, you're forcing your body to work extra hard because of that mobility issue. And the same thing can happen from a hearing issue. So, you know, it would encourage, number one, all of us to have a little bit of grace with other people when if they're suffering, going through maybe a tough day. There's a lot of things that are going on in their world that you might not even know about. And it could be because of communication problems, but would also encourage people to be proactive about their problems and not put them off and come in and see us and see if there's something we can do about it.
Of course, you can contact Doug and Audiological Services a couple different ways. They've got their Facebook page. You can also give them a call. Doug, you're in town a couple times a week.
I see patients on Mondays and Wednesdays. That's true. And so they could give us a call at 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.